Former Guardiola aide hit with 12-month betting ban. A former Manchester City employee who worked under Pep Guardiola has been handed a 12-month ban from all football activity for violating betting regulations. Richard Bredis was charged with breaching FA Rule E8, which prohibits all participants, either directly or indirectly involved with any competition or tournament organized by the FA, from betting on football matches. According to the FA, Bredis allegedly placed 456 bets during his 6-year spell at Manchester City, including wagers on player transfers and against his own team. Of these bets, 12 were inside information wagers on transfer deals involving the club, from which Bredis profited £1,700. The commission discovered that Bredis placed a £515 bet on a player's potential transfer the morning after a Manchester City staff party, where the player's future had been discussed. 11 of the 12 bets with alleged inside knowledge were successful, while 129 of his 444 wagers on other markets yielded profits. Bredis wagered on City to lose. One of the bets Bredis placed against his team was a $50 wager on Shakhtar Donetsk to defeat City in a Champions League event in 2017. The bet was successful. Another notable instance was when he staked £20 on Chelsea to defeat City in an FA Cup match 9 days before the teams faced off at Stamford Bridge. However, 4 days before the match, Bredis cashed out, incurring a loss of £1. After leaving City in 2019, he worked with Vincent Kompany at Anderlecht and, most recently, Burnley, where he was working as lead performance analyst before the investigation began. Bredis denies insider knowledge. While Bredis admitted to placing the bets, he denied the FA's claim that he had insider knowledge of City's plans, insisting that the information was already publicly available when he made his wagers. He also rejected allegations of a friendly relationship with City players, especially those linked to his betting habits. Instead, he stated that he found them intimidating, given their high-profile status. However, with a guilty verdict passed on him, Bredis received a 12-month penalty, with 6 months of the sentence suspended for 2 years. The independent commission also fined him £4,500 and £500 in legal costs. He has the option of appealing this verdict.